listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach, and I own a gym in town here called The Shed. I've had it now 9 years. I can't believe
it.
I know. I'm joined by Jill Kahn, and Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint as well. And each month, we come together to share ideas and just talk about mental health issues, relationships, and fitness.
Yeah.
So hey, Jill.
Hi.
On today's show, actually, we're going to be talking about what causes anger and anger problems and maybe some ways to move through and start breathing through the anger. I don't know. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like a lot of people are agitated and irritated about crowds and traffic and growth and I don't know that we're handling it the right way.
We are not handling it well. And I think you and I have both noticed an increase in road rage and just people's attitudes, I mean, can be really heightened right now.
Yeah.
We are having problems in this community adjusting to the growth. There's no question about that. So we'll talk about that.
And then also we were going to talk about ways to resolve conflict in your relationships also. Without, if you're sick and tired of fighting, there are other ways to come up with a solution. And then also at the end, we'll finish up with how to work out more efficiently in this heat. You know, we want to keep moving, but how do we do it in a healthy way?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What? Let's catch up.
Okay.
I only get to see you once a month, so
I
what's
know.
Happening?
So good news for me, my two elder children both got engaged.
Oh, yay.
So I'm so happy. And, I, you know, the best thing for me is that I really like the people they've chosen.
Great.
They are good human beings, and they're very loving, and their relationships seem really respectful and nurturing. So that brings me great joy.
Yeah.
So we had all seven for the 4th of July. All three of our kids, they're two of their add-ons, and it was really fun. And seven puppies.
That's right. How are the puppies doing?
Oh, God, the puppies are so much fun. It's time to send them out in a couple of weeks. And we were just saying,
so how does that feel?
Hard. It's like it's like getting your kids ready to leave home, right? I mean, these colored collars meant that we have bonded with each of them, and they have distinct personalities, right? And we're sort of attached to all of them.
Right.
So anyway, I think we'll probably keep two.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, one will sort of be the family dog that the kids will take more care
Rotate.
Of.
Yeah.
And a little girl for us. And but yeah, it has been enormous fun. And as much as it's work, you know, you have to clean up after them, they just bring you such joy.
Oh, I love puppies.
Yippee.
Well, I love dogs. You know that. But are they all spoken for?
Close.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out where the last few will go. And the other thing is, of course, enjoying the lake. I'm in the lake every day, multiple times.
I bet you are.
This heat is like, get me in the water.
Yeah.
And paddleboarding. And you too, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If for the first time, I'm actually swimming in the lake this time of year.
Because it's so warm.
Yeah.
It feels great.
Even down in Bayview where we are, where it's so deep, it is very nice.
Yeah. Isn't it nice? We're so lucky to be on the water.
Yeah.
That is such a gift. So, yes, we've been thoroughly enjoying being in the boat, paddleboarding, swimming. Just that's why we love living here. Summertime's like the best.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Jeff and I were on a mountain bike ride on Saturday, and we were riding in Farragut State Park. And, you know, it was so neat to see the families out exercising together and having fun and, you know, hiking, riding their bikes. There's a area called the swimming hole, and it was so busy with people, just the laughter, you know, just everyone on their boards. And it was really a positive thing to see.
I bet.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're harvesting our garden. Do you have a garden?
You know, I really cut way back this year for a variety of reasons. We have mostly just a culinary garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I just haven't had the time and energy on top of everything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm glad that you're harvesting.
Yeah. Broccoli.
Broccoli.
It's the most beautiful color when you cook it. It's amazing. So I'm finding little joy and, you know, little joys everywhere.
Yes.
You know, walking through there. And just, on the water. And we also had all of our kids out for the 4th, and my folks came out. So last month we talked about mental health days. I actually took 4 days off.
Yes. I took 5 days off. I did. Anniversary in the fourth. It was amazing. Not that it was relaxed because we had all the kids here, but
right? But we did it.
We did it.
So we're taking steps. We're practicing what we preach.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about anger. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Great news! There is now an authorized COVID-19 vaccine for younger teens. Kiniksu Health Services is now vaccinating all Bonner and Boundary County residents over the age of 12. Remember, your best protection from COVID is a combination of getting a vaccine or wearing a mask, social distancing, avoiding large crowds, and washing your hands often. No one tool alone will stop the virus, but each tool gets us closer. To schedule your vaccine, go to kiniksuhealthservices.org.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on this station as well as streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and a coach and a local gym owner, and my gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint. And today we're talking about maybe some of the anger you all are feeling also with such rapid growth and kind of a change.
It's definitely a change. I mean, the traffic is is definitely very, very different.
Yeah.
No question about that. And I think one of the things that was most concerning to me, obviously we have a problem right now with insufficient workers, right? The restaurants have had to close a couple days a week because they don't have enough people to work. And some of that is related to the housing shortage.
Right.
We don't have enough low-income housing for for people who are working. But the other thing I've heard is that people have quit in the restaurant business because people moving in were so rude to them.
Yeah.
And my daughter and I were talking, and it's interesting because she had a good point that oftentimes people who were working in the restaurants were kids of our friends, right?
Right.
We knew them, we knew their families, and there was always a lot of interaction. Or you knew that it's a small town and how you behave follows you around.
Exactly.
And so if you're being rude, you you get labeled as that, right? People know who you are. So I think there was in general an attitude of much more respect for all people. And also we have to depend on each other when things get rough. Mm-hmm. When there's a big storm, we depend on our neighbors. If there's whether it's snow or wind, whatever. So I think there's been an attitude of cooperation and acceptance, right? And unfortunately, I think some of the people who are moving in, I came from California.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. I came here because I wanted to escape the focus on appearance and acquisition and the externals. And I wanted to come to a place where people were slower and gentler and kinder. And that really is important to me. And I think other people too, if you want to move in, that's great as long as you bring a good attitude, mm-hmm. right? And you don't bring your big city I want to be first and I have more that makes me sad.
Yeah. It really bums me out. I mean, I grew up here, but I did go to college down in California and worked down there for a while and had Jessie. And then when I had her, I was just like, I don't want to raise her here.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the pace. It was fast paced. I worked in a nonprofit. It just wasn't a match. You know, I missed the seasons and the beauty of the outdoors and that community, the feeling of the community. And there is a shift. And I think I can go back. I think that we can figure it out for sure. But I think we need to figure out this anger. And I also see locals making bad choices.
Behaving badly because
they're responding that way. And, you know, it is America. We can live where we want to live. That's why we're here, people. So I just hope that we can, you know, I found last week, emailed you about this topic because I was running errands in town at noon, worst time of the day.
Yes.
And just trying to cross go across the highway out here. And I told myself, this is not a good idea. You're not going to be able to. And I sat there for probably 5 minutes and finally went the alternative route. And I knew right from the beginning I should have made that choice. It's different now. This isn't going to be an easy way to cross anymore. And so let's talk about this anger. Instead of getting mad, though, my point was, I was like, okay, don't.
Yes. Well, you know, I think we'll talk about how do we manage our anger. But also I think if we have forefront – let's treat all people, regardless of your political affiliations, your economic status, your religion, your color, anything. Treat everyone with respect. Yeah. Be nice, right? Yeah. That's if we could have that mantra and spread that word that let's make Sandpoint a nice community.
Yeah, I want to be known for that.
Me too. Yeah. That's why one of the things I loved
about
it. Way more
than most beautiful town in Idaho or whatever. I mean, Travel and Leisure listed Bayview, Idaho, where I am.
Yes.
As one of the top lake communities.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's a little scary.
Immediately, Jeff and I were like, whoops. Yep. You know, so we're next. But I want people to come here because it's nice, not because of the beauty necessarily.
Yes. So the anger, and I think it's also been fueled, excuse the pun, by the sun, right? Mm-hmm. The heat.
Oh, for sure.
Right? We've had a lot of hot weather, mm-hmm. and when people don't have air conditioning, when they don't mm-hmm. have access to the lake, mm-hmm. People get cranky when they're hot. So we all know that anger is something that's going on right now, and all of us experience anger at one time or another. It's an inevitability.
Yeah.
But the intensity of your anger can range from profound annoyance to extreme rage. And really monitoring that. How do we do it? But sometimes people experience an uncontrollable anger that escalates, mm-hmm. especially when the provocation is minor, which is what we're seeing a lot.
Yes.
Small provocation, traffic, and people just lose it. Mm-hmm. In this case, anger is not a normal emotion, but a pretty serious problem. So what causes anger and anger problems? It comes from a variety of sources and can vary widely. So some of the triggers that we have can be personal problems. You know, if something happens at work or you're having relationship issues, those things can cause us to be agitated and prone to anger. Or somebody else doing something like canceling plans if you've expected it, an event like bad traffic or getting in a car accident. And then we also oftentimes can be triggered by memories of a traumatic event. Mm. So those can be sensitive areas. In other cases, an anger problem may have been caused by an early trauma or events in a person's life that have shaped their personality. If somebody's been sexually abused, and especially violently, they can be very easily triggered to be angry. In some cases, hormonal changes.
Oh, yes, there you go. Add that to the hot letter.
Yes, yes, yes. Hot flashes. And certain mental disorders.
Sure.
Yeah, that can be part of it too. So what are some symptoms of an anger problem? So if your anger isn't normal, these might be some symptoms. So anger that affects your relationship and social life. Mm-hmm. If you have people who, you know, your partner is saying to you, you've got anger issues. Now, I have to say, a lot of times in my practice, women say their husband's got an anger problem because of the road rage. Oh, no. I think we've talked about this before. But I think some of it is just testosterone-based,
sure.
Right? So that doesn't necessarily mean your partner's got an anger problem.
There are
problem.
Certain things that just, are agitated. Yeah.
Well, and because we know that there's the fight-flight response and that men are programmed because of their experience hunting to get flooded when they experience fear. Right. Mm-hmm. So if something where there's a close miss and an accident, that can trigger that anger. So that's not necessarily a sign. If it shows up in other areas, maybe. Right. A feeling that you have to hide or hold in your anger. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who just are so afraid that if they get angry, it's going to be so out of control and scary. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and then they stuff it and then they do tend to explode. Mm-hmm. Constant negative thinking and focusing on negative experiences. Feeling impatient frequently or irritated and hostile. You know, and there are some people who dwell on the negative. That's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's...
So I want to...
Go ahead.
How do you, in those situations, because I do have those that encounter that in my work, how do you address, you know, do you just kind of talk about something else more positive or like what do you...
Well, so...
Because I feel rude by just walking off.
So it's a tricky piece. So in therapy, what I do is get people to identify how frequently they go to those negative places, mm-hmm. right? So we talk about thought distortions. Mm-hmm. And so the more that they identify that they go to that negative place, and I talk to them about replacing it with something more functional and right. more accurate. So in therapy, I can handle it differently. Yeah. But it's
really hard.
It is hard. And
I try to do that, though, in my work. And, you know, when I have someone who's – and usually it's about their life. And people coming out of COVID, a lot of people are still struggling financially. They're still – now the housing, you add the housing issue to it. And they're very stressed out.
Yeah.
But they're kind of stuck.
Well, and I think what you can do, those of us who are lay people who are lay mm-hmm. people, can acknowledge it. I get that. That's really irritating. But
– yeah.
Let's so shift it
There's
to the positive.
Really
so,
good things happening. Yeah.
So I think that's a good strategy. First of all, acknowledge the feeling and then redirect it towards something more functional. So if someone's arguing with others often and getting angrier in the process, that is definitely a symptom. That frequent anger. Being physically violent when you're angry, if you're throwing things or obviously hitting someone, or if you're threatening violence to people or their property. The inability to control your anger, feeling compelled to do or doing violent or impulsive things because you're angry, such as driving recklessly or destroying things, and staying away from certain situations because you're anxious or depressed about your angry outbursts. Mm. So those are all symptoms. And I really see it too when in marriages there's a lot of critical angry, mean things being said to the other person.
Yeah.
That's a sign that there's something not okay when you're always looking at what's wrong with the other person.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Nice. So, and these are things, again, aren't necessarily a one-time episode. This is a continual pattern.
Yes, okay. Indeed. Yeah. So that's what it is.
That's when it's a problem.
That's when it's a problem. And so a question you can ask is what happens if an anger problem isn't treated or addressed? If you don't deal with your anger problem, it could escalate to a point where you do something extreme and regrettable. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear in couples, one of the things that it doesn't seem like it's that bad, but it is aggressive and mean is – I've had people throw water on their partners when they're in the shower, cold water, right? That's a way of acting out your anger. Mm-hmm. But that is symptomatic of, that's just mean, right? Those kinds of things. So one thing is violence as a possible outcome. You could get so angry that you end up hurting yourself or someone you care about without intending to do so. People putting their fists through a wall and actually doing damage to their bodies. So if you suspect you have an anger problem, it's important to seek professional help. So finding somebody who has some experience in working with anger is really important, so you learn how to be able to manage it.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll continue this discussion.
Okay. All right? We'll talk about
managing. Yeah. This is Functional Health Radio.
It's time to hit the open road, so make your first road trip to Specialty Auto Glass to get your windshield in tip-top shape. Heat, air conditioning, road vibration, or even closing your car door can cause the smallest rock chip to suddenly spread across the entire windshield. Specialty Auto Glass can repair or replace your windshield at your work, home, or any convenient location. Stay safe this summer with a visit to Specialty Auto Glass off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
When you adopt a pet from Better Together Animal Alliance, you're giving an animal a second chance while also supporting programs to help pets and people in need. All adoption fees include first vaccines, deworming, microchip, spay, neuter, and a free health exam at a participating veterinary clinic. Better Together Animal Alliance has some wonderful animals in need of a loving home. To view adoptable pets, visit bettertogetheranimalalliance.org and bring home your new best friend.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest-lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have a variety at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary go-anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
We're rolling on take 20, pop sensation 103 degrees. You're hot, sets my heat on fire. Anytime, boys.
Girl, you make my temperature rise. Got my ass hypnotized. My heart turns to magma. It aggravates my asthma. Your heart sets my heat.
Okay, cut the music.
Joey, what?
I'm just not feeling the heat, guys. I feel like a failure.
You got this, bro.
If my heat can't catch the fire, it needs to match her hot. Then why are we even doing any of this?
Joey, you could try the new Beat the Heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery. You can win up to $100,000.
That's hot with an A and a W.
And with Beat the Heat, the hotter the temperature, the hotter the cash. With up to $10,000 in weekly second chance prizes.
Let me see that. So when it's hot outside, things heat up right here within me.
And massive cash, too.
When the temperatures rise, the higher the price.
Right, let's make sure we get this one.
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win $100,000. Plus watch the temperature climb for higher weekly cash giveaways.
Woo!
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on this station as well as streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, a coach, and own a local gym called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint. And we're talking about anger and how we're going to get through this. All the growth is it's a big discussion right now. There's so much growth, and it's hard for us to even get a hold of it.
Yes.
And it's causing anger. We have the hot weather too. And there's a whole, our town's changing.
Yes. Jen and I were just talking at the break about how difficult it is to ride your bike or run.
Yeah.
Like sure, drive is horrible.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because we have these habits and suddenly the things that we used to do no longer feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how you manage your anger.
Okay.
So if you, like I was riding my bike and somebody drove by me and honked right when they were next to me, which startled me on my bike, right?
That is a scary thing to have happen.
Yeah. So the response is breathe, right?
Oh, I was thinking of something else, which I have done in the past.
So take a deep breath, right? Yeah. We know that breathing slowly calms us down. So really paying attention to, yeah, I like that kind of breathing in for 4 and breathing out for 8.
Yeah.
And paying attention to your to that counting also changes your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You stop being so focused on what's happening. I mean, instead shifting to your body awareness and the slowing of the breath can be very, very helpful. You can also repeat a mantra, you know, as you're breathing, like, calm, right? Or
I'm not going to kill them.
Silence. Silence. You know, I like sort of appreciating the silence when I slow my breath.
Yeah.
So another thing you can do is to visualize something relaxing. So I talk about this sometimes with my client where you take a mini vacation. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're in a really stressful situation. Go someplace where you can kind of be quiet and close your eyes, maybe even if you have to go to the bathroom, right? And then you do this mini vacation. So you go to your favorite calm place. Maybe it's the beach, maybe it's the woods, and you bring in all the sensory awareness, you know, the smells, the sounds, the visuals, the touch, and just let yourself be transported to that place in your mind, which will calm you down. So that's a good one. And then certain yoga exercises can also help. Like my husband was saying, he loves child's pose.
Oh, okay.
Right? Getting down in that child's pose and just relaxing. Or the corpse pose. Yeah. That's a good way to just relax for a few minutes. So the other thing I was talking about a little bit earlier is cognitive restructuring. So when you change the way you think, it changes the way you express your anger. So when a person feels angry, it's often easy for them to think dramatically and focus on expressing irrational thoughts. So instead, we want to really think about if something feels reactive and is irrational, is to realize I'm doing that. I'm going to that negative place. How do I redirect that and not go to that negative place? So avoiding the words always and never can be very helpful. They're not accurate, and they make you feel like your anger is justified, which makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So they can also hurt other people if you're focusing, you always do this, you never do that. So trying to change your negative thoughts into more positive ones, which are sometimes I get really frustrated when this happens, or instead of saying, this town has gotten so awful.
Right.
You can say things are changing, but we can make it better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also like when I get cut off, there's that where the 4-lane is from Coca-Cola and all of a sudden it becomes 2 again and everyone has to race.
Yes.
To get ahead of the other person, which I could care less about because it's like, really?
Does this it matter?
Did you see the other semi truck just ahead? You're not getting anywhere. So stop it.
Yeah.
But I just remember now, because I used to really get mad.
Yeah.
Is to just, you know what, this isn't even about me.
Yeah.
This is this person's issue.
Yes.
And just let it go. Don't even get involved.
No. Yeah, let it go. That's good. So one thing is something is making you angry. Another thing is looking at problem solving. So anger can be caused by very real problems. While some anger is justified when something doesn't go as planned, it's not the anger that will help you fix the problem. The best way to approach a situation that's making you angry is to consider how to address the problem, right?
Yeah.
So I notice for me, I can get really upset when there's a change in plans, right? And I get and rather than getting angry, what I try to do is to realize that triggers my anxiety.
Yeah.
When things feel out of control, I get anxious. So how do I manage that? Mm-hmm. So instead of the anger, looking at what's underneath it, which is, okay, being out of control feels uncomfortable.
Wait a minute.
So, of course, breathing is my go-to. But if there's a situation where it can be changed, right, if there's a problem, what can you do to deal with that? You can make a plan and check in with it so you can see how you're making progress, right? If there's something that requires movement. Avoid getting frustrated if it isn't resolved exactly the way you planned. So the other thing is communication. When people feel angry, they tend to jump to conclusions, which can be inaccurate, right? And like when somebody passes you, maybe they're going on their way to the hospital, right. And you know they're ready to deliver a baby, right?
Right.
That can be helpful to think, is there a reason why this might be happening?
Yeah.
When you're having an angry argument, try not to react impulsively, but slow down and think through things before you respond. Remember to listen to the other person in the conversation. You know, oftentimes we jump in and we're not even listening. We have our counter argument, and that's where we're going. Really slow down and try to listen. And then how can a medical professional help you manage your anger? They can recommend interventions to control your anger. And therapy can be helpful along with anger management classes. So anger management sessions can be taken in person or online. They can also be studied in a book. Anger Manager will teach you how to identify your frustrations early on and then resolve them. This may involve telling others or yourself what you need while also staying calm and in charge of the situation. The sessions can be taken alone or with a counselor or a group. And the type, length, and number of sessions depend on the program and your needs. So it may be brief or it can last for several weeks or months. When you begin the sessions, your counselor will help you identify your anger triggers and then identify in your body and your emotions for signs of anger so you can catch it before it gets out of control when you get flooded. So noticing and checking in with these warning signs is one early step needed to control your anger. And then you learn behavioral skills and ways of thinking that will help you cope with your anger. And if you have some other underlying mental health conditions, that counselor can also help you manage them or find deeper interventions.
Yeah, I think that's great. And another thing, too, I want to mention is like what I've found personally when you're dealing with someone who's angry or comes in at you with way too much energy is talking in a calmer voice, not matching that voice.
Yes.
Kind of bring it down. I had a friend come into town and lots of energy and lots of like way too much. And so just slowing it down, quieting it down, brought that energy down also. And then asking questions. That has worked for me. Like if someone's really upset in, you know, in the gym or whatever, and trying to get them to work through and look at it maybe a little bit differently, but they solve it on their own.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So what's the outlook for anger problems? It doesn't have to get in the way of you living a good life. If you're experiencing extreme anger, you might want to see a physician or mental health care provider. Those are some strategies for how we deal with it in general. And then if we want to take a break,
and we'll talk about our partners.
Talk about, how we deal with it in relationship.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Outdoor Experience, Sandpoint's outdoor enthusiasts, celebrating 35 years in downtown Sandpoint. They are now renting kayaks, SUPs, bikes, and e-bikes from their First Avenue storefront.
Le Chic Boutique on Main Street offers the most unique gifts, clothing, cards, jewelry, tableware, and much more. Supporting independent artist products that are unique to the area and one of a kind to you.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. To keep you and your vehicle cool, we will be offering AC services for $99 plus the cost of refrigerant, cooling system flush for $149. Also, to keep you driving straight on those summer road trips, we will have front end alignment starting at $59.95. Our certified master technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. As always, we are the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can.
I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone!
And score another for the wave pool.
North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry continues to grow each year thanks to the community and their amazing customers. Now they're looking to add a full-time disassembly tech to the family with great pay and benefits, including a 401k and an all-expenses-paid vacation for employee and spouse after 1 year. Don't miss this opportunity to work in a state-of-the-art shop. For more information, call Shane at North Idaho Collision, 208-9995, 208-9995.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, live on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, a coach, and I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint. And I'm with Jill Kahn. Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint also. And we're talking about anger and arguments, and now we're going to move it over to partners.
Yes. And this is also in any relationship. So it could be with your children or even a coworker. But here are some relationship skills. And as you said a few minutes ago, Jen, the first thing we need to do is calm down.
Yeah.
Right? Once you're triggered, nothing productive can happen. We know that things get out of control when we're flooded. So noticing when you're in that fight float mode and request that you take a break from the conflict is important. But you have to do it by letting your let the other person know.
It takes work.
And then you have to do something that's calming and distracting for 20 minutes and let your body recalibrate and then come back and readdress it. But you do not want to continue fighting when you're flooded. And breathing again can really be helpful to that calming, or, you know, going for a little walk with your dog, something like that. So the other thing is, second one is stay curious. And I say to people, be curious, not furious.
That's good.
And that is really important because we tend to just jump to conclusions and make assumptions. And that's not
helpful. Oh, I'm so good at that.
Yeah. Well, we do that, right?
Yeah.
But when you're curious about what's going on with your partner, you're not only less focused on your own hurt and anger, but you're open to discovering what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. Help me understand why you did this, right? Rather than yelling at them for what they did. Mm-hmm. So also really slow down and listen and resist the urge to interrupt or explain or defend yourself. That way you can discover what's going on with your partner, and that will make it much easier for you two to get back on the same page.
Yeah.
So number three, take responsibility for your 50% of whatever's going on. So without taking any responsibility, there can't be any real healing. You want to take 100% responsibility for your thoughts and feelings and actions. However, you do want to be aware of the urge to take any responsibility for your partner's thoughts, feelings, and actions, right? What is your part in this? And own that and apologize for it. Not being defensive. Defensive is one of the four horsemen, right? If you say, well, you did that too, or I did that because, that's really not helpful. And instead, if we say, I'm really sorry for having done this. So not being defensive is important. Number four, communicate authentically. So focus on sharing how you feel without talking about your partner's behaviors.
Yeah,
I have to do this all the time with my couples.
I bet.
And I'll say, I don't want to hear about them. I want to hear about you. Tell me about how you're feeling.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because we want to jump and make judgments and corrections. And Yeah. So focus on how you're feeling. And when you communicate authentically, that really hurt my feelings, or I'm really scared when you say that. When you communicate authentically, because anger is usually a cover-up, right? It's that secondary emotion that's avoiding the more vulnerable feelings of sadness and fear and loneliness, whatever it is. That's what we need to do. And when you're more authentic, you can create better intimacy and connection. So this one is really important. Number five, have compassion for your partner's triggers and your own, right?
Right.
Sometimes the nature of conflict triggers a wound that isn't about the person in front of you. So it's important to be able to recognize and acknowledge when your old wounds are being triggered. We sometimes call that a raw spot or an enduring vulnerability. So your mind is designed to batch situations together and jump to conclusions, linking things together that are not necessarily the same. So that is something that happens all the time. And, you know, for me, it's around abandonment and being betrayed by a female friend. Mm-hmm. And in situations that mirror that, I can feel myself get triggered, even if it's irrational, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my trigger. And most of us have those. Mm-hmm. If we know what they are, then we can say, oh, wait a minute, I'm just getting triggered. And the other person, like my husband, knows that. So he knows when I'm getting triggered not to take it personally and to help me get through that, which is very helpful. So developing those strategies, right?
It takes a lot of work, and I want people to realize it. I mean, it is amazing when you get to that point in your relationship. Like with my marriage with Jeff, we really have spent time to get to know each other's, and because I've got a ton of triggers.
Yeah.
And so being able to also do this while you're calm. You can't do any of those things when you're
flooded,
mad. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 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 So have compassion for yourself and your partner when either one of you gets triggered emotionally and doesn't behave well.
Yeah.
This compassion can be very healing for both of you.
Absolutely.
And the compassion is easier when you realize, oh, this is something else. This is from their childhood. So then I feel sad that you are hurt, right? Yeah. So the other thing to remember is that intimacy doesn't require agreement. So conflicts often arise when you're disconnected from either yourself or your partner. That can create misunderstandings and can be triggering. So, but we don't always have to agree about something, right? Mm-hmm. We can have empathy for their emotions, but not necessarily agree with them conceptually. Agreement is an ego desire and keeps you in the power struggle of arguing who is right or wrong. That's such a waste of time.
Yep.
When the two of you are emotionally connected, you may find that the conflict doesn't even matter, right? And it's more about caring about your feelings than who's right or wrong. As Gottman says, you can either be right or be in a relationship.
That's hilarious.
So number seven, ask for or offer amends. Sometimes things are said in an argument that you regret, or your partner behaves in a way that's hurtful. So repairing this kind of argument often requires way more than, you know, it's a lot of times apologies are just perfunctory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. And you may need to make a deeper apology, which is something like, I feel really bad that, or I feel a lot of remorse about this. Or you might want to say, I screwed up and I regret my behavior and I want to make it up to you.
Yeah,
what
nice.
Can I do to make it better? That's amends, right? How can I repair the wound? That can be a powerful tool for forgiveness and creating a bond, because by making amends, you're letting your partner know how important they are to you.
Yeah.
So, yes, that can be very powerful. And this one, number eight, clean as you go. Clean up the little misunderstandings and the minor annoyances before they become something bigger that can blow up like a volcano. So what I suggest to couples is they maybe try to have a weekly meeting, a couples meeting, where they check in about things. So typically where conflict happens is when we get triggered and we're angry and it's in the moment and it's explosive.
Right.
But if you're dealing with irritations at a couples meeting when you're calm, you can say, you know, I get really irritated when you load the dishwasher this way.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we could work on this rather than in the moment, in the heat of the moment, just losing it?
Right.
So you can catch it if you have that regular check-in about things.
Would that be a something you could do at date night, or is that not the purpose of date night?
I would do them separately, okay. Right? Because date night, you want to be more focused on positive and connecting. I like the couples meeting sometimes Sunday, okay. Right? Maybe in the afternoon or the morning, mm-hmm. No alcohol, mm-hmm. When you have a clear mind and you're just kind of looking at, and you can do positives as well, but nice. Dealing with That's those things. Idea. And stress, this is always a good thing to remember, makes you less resourceful. Whether you didn't sleep well, or you have a deadline you're at, or you're feeling anxious about life, you're not at your best when you're under duress. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You have a short fuse when you're feeling any of those things. And during that time, when you're stressed, you're less likely to be able to stay present and calm during an argument. Yeah. So knowing that you're in that place. Now, contrary to that, when you're feeling grounded and present and positive, you're likely to be more open to your partner, more receptive, more curious, and not take things personally. So the other caveat I have is do not ever do conflict when one or both person has had any alcohol.
Yeah.
That's super important. Or when you're exhausted. Yeah. Too many couples want to have conflict to talk about things before bed. And they're tired. They're not at their best. Yeah. So you want to choose your time. Never when you've been drinking, never when you're super tired.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like being in a relationship with someone who loves, respects, and accepts you enough to take the uncomfortable steps of repairing a conflict and thereby creating a stronger bond. But how we do it really does matter.
Mm-hmm. I've found, too, by adding a little tease or humor.
Yes.
Near the end. Like when, you know, you get through the hardest part, but to kind of help you come to completion with it, that works with me.
Beautifully. And Gottman says, the healthiest couples do conflict with affection and humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's just a fight. It's not.
It's little, you know.
All right.
Let's how talk. Do we work
out? We've got to cram in. We've got three minutes. We're going to do this. So how have your summer workouts been?
You know, I do it either in an air-conditioned gym mm-hmm. or water-based. Uh-huh. That works a lot better. Or I walk in the woods where it's shady. Mm-hmm. So good. Because doing anything out in the sun is miserable.
Yeah. See, I like the sun, but I have noticed now, I don't know if it's an age thing, but I don't tolerate it as well.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. But I'm also giving myself permission to break up my workouts. So if it's hot, I don't have air conditioning. And I don't have the ability to work out in the morning because I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to come home and work out. And so I'll just break it up. And then I also will go into the water. So that's something that I do. But, you know, getting some wicking clothing is something people suggest. Lightweight, breathable, wicking clothes are a must. And they keep the moisture away from your skin. So you really do feel cooler. Sometimes I do take a cold shower before I exercise and it cools my core down.
Yep.
And that makes a difference. And also I'll take a cold rag with ice and put it on my wrists or my neck. And those are areas that it will cool us down quicker.
Oh.
So I know when we were doing the relay and the Spokane to Sandpoint relay, that's immediately we were applying that when we were hot. So, exercising, in cooler places, you know, hit the trails like you're doing. If you have air conditioning, go there. You know, I've got fans running in the gym, so it isn't too bad. And I called my clients and told them, please come before 9 a.m. because that's when it's most pleasant. So making, you know, planning ahead, looking at the weather forecast. If it's raining, I don't know if it's ever going to rain again. But they suggest exercising in the rain and just slowing down your pace. You know, if you're doing a 30-minute workout, move with less intensity or do intervals to avoid overheating. Listen to your body.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I found has really helped is I jump in the lake and I wear a suit that's going to hold a lot of moisturizer, of moisture, right?
Yeah.
If it's got a padded top.
Sure.
And then I just wear that. And that really keeps me cool for quite a long time.
Yeah. Getting your head wet. Have you, you know, in that too, like when, if I'm a running, I'll put water in my cap and pour that water over my head. So my hair is wet.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
That really does
and you want to drink water all day.
Yes.
That's the key.
And yes.
You want not just before your workout. And if your urine is darker than lemonade, you're dehydrated.
Yep.
And so you need to get back on track, get that water going. You don't necessarily want it just clear because that you might be overhydrated. So there's a balance. Lemonade. Light lemonade.
That's the right color.
All right. So those are some tips. But keep moving. You know, it's summer. You got to get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, and the sad part is that, you know, hiking, in except for early hours of the morning, is not a very good idea these days.
Nope. Pick and choose. All right, Jill, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you next month.
Uh-huh. All right. Good one.
This has been Functional Health Radio.